Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to imagine having millions of hours of security footage, and you are basically told you have to watch all of it in real time.
Which is, physically impossible.
Right. But that was the military's actual cognitive saturation crisis back in 2017. So, in this deep dive into Project Maven and the algorithmic kill chain, our mission is to really understand how the military shifted from human-led endurance to, well, AI-driven speed.
And what's fascinating here is that Project Maven was born directly out of that massive data crisis. To process all that drone video, the military realized they needed a massive technological leap, which was part of their third offset strategy.
But to solve a data crisis like that, the Pentagon had to ask Silicon Valley for help. And I mean, that immediately triggered a moral earthquake.
Oh, absolutely. It was a huge culture clash.
So, what does this all actually mean when tech workers realize that their code is being used for warfare?
Well, we saw it happen in 2018 with the Google controversy. Employees found out their machine learning infrastructure, specifically TensorFlow, was being used to improve drone targeting.
Right, and thousands of workers signed that Never Again pledge.
Exactly. They basically argued that automating lethality was crossing a line, forcing the DoD to pivot away from them and toward defense-focused firms, like Palantir and eventually Anthropic.
But despite those Silicon Valley protests, the tech was still deployed, and it permanently altered modern battlefields. And here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, the metrics are wild.
They are. The end-to-end targeting time dropped from 743 minutes down to under 1 minute.
Yeah, from over 12 hours to less than 60 seconds.
Wait, really? How does a system even achieve that physically?
Well, instead of a human scrubbing through hours of tape, the AI just instantly recognizes pixel patterns across dozens of video feeds. It flags targets in seconds. We actually saw this in the 2022 Ukraine conflict, where Maven helped target Russian General Gerasimov.
And the scale just kept going up. I mean, jump to early 2026 with Operation Epic Fury. They used Anthropic's Claude 3.5 to strike 1,000 targets in just 24 hours.
Right. Though the objective reality of geopolitics did catch up, because by March 2026, the DoD actually had to pivot away from Anthropic.
Right, designating them a supply chain risk.
Exactly. But the sheer speed of all this brings us to a really terrifying bottleneck. With targeting happening in under a minute, the human role basically shrinks to being just a moral buffer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because if an AI flags a target and a human just rubber stamps it due to time pressure, who is actually to blame for mistakes?
It creates a massive responsibility gap.
Like with the 2024 civilian casualty in Iraq. Is it the operator, the developer, or the commander who is at fault?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is driving a global escalation. You can think of the AI arms race between the US and China as a classic prisoner's dilemma.
Right, because neither side actually wants autonomous weapons, but neither side can risk the other achieving a singleton.
Exactly. Absolute unbeatable dominance. The fear of coming in second place is so intense that it forces everyone into this endless cycle of AI militarism.
Which proves we are moving rapidly toward an intelligentized military. I mean, machine-generated intelligence could hit 100% by June 2026.
It's moving incredibly fast.
And this matters to you because the speed of global conflict is now operating entirely at computer speed, and it is consuming trillions of your tax dollars to do it.
Yeah, as we build predictive AI to operate inside an adversary's decision cycle, human oversight is just becoming impossible.
Which leaves you with a pretty chilling question to ponder. If we are building algorithms to start and fight wars at superhuman speeds, how long until we have to rely on AI to negotiate the peace treaties?